More than 100 Arab Americans came to Washington for what they described as an emergency summit to express their concerns about the Middle East crisis. They called for immediate halt to hostilities. James Ogbe is president of the Arab American Institute.
There is no military solution to political problems.
All agreed with President Bush that Hezbollah started the crisis and that Israel has the right to defend itself. But many of those at the meeting feel Israel's response has gone too far. Hayat Assad is a Lebanese-American from Arlington, Virginia.
Certainly, I think there is a feeling in the American public that somehow Lebanese-Americans do not think that Israel has a right to defend itself. The issue really here is it appropriate to target civilians and to target the infrastructure of Lebanon, that it doesn't, that it only creates more harm to the state of Israel?
Abbas Youssef is a Lebanese-American from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. He says that while Hezbollah may have created the current crisis, the root of the problem is the 58-year-old Israeli-Palestinian land dispute.
The problem is we have a dispute over territories. We have the Palestinians' no stake. He dropped the peace process, and it's unfortunate that a president in his position is taking that stand.
Participants also had the opportunity to speak to several members of Congress about their concerns. They say that Arab American opinions need to be heard more in Washington's halls of power. Elizabeth Ayoub is an artist from Miami, Florida.
We need to raise money. I have always said, and I've always thought about it, that money equals power. And also, it's resources, tapping into the right people that have a lot of power to get your message across. But until you reach those people, and until you have enough money and power, political clout, then it's really an uphill battle.
The conference participants criticized the Bush administration's refusal to call for an immediate ceasefire on what they see as the Bush administration's abandonment of the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. However, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the United States is working to end the violence. Rice, who is expected to arrive in the Middle East Sunday, said before her departure that the Bush administration supports an enduring peace in the region.
We do seek an end to the current violence. We seek it urgently. More than that, we also seek to address the root causes of that violence so that a real and endurable peace can be established.
Secretary Rice also ruled out negotiating a quick ceasefire that does not deal with the causes of the violence, calling it a false promise because it would not last. Jeff Swicord, VOA TV.